Ordinations and Consecrations in El Palmar de Troya. It is the month of December 1975 in Palmar de Troya, and the church begins to rise up from the desert. The 2,300 days announced by the prophet Daniel regarding the abolition of the perpetual sacrifice by the imposition in the year 1969 of the invalid Novus Ordo Mass are coming to an end. St. Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc, titular Archbishop of Bula Regia, previously of Hue, Vietnam, arrived at Palmar de Troya, Seville, Spain, on the 24th of December in the year 1975, brought by a priest of his acquaintance. On the following day, the 25th of December, Christmas Day, he celebrated Holy Mass in the Lentisco. After Mass, the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to the Sir Clemente Dominguez y Gomez and gave him the following message, addressed to the Archbishop, "And I yet ask of you a special grace needed in this sacred place. The consecration of new bishops is necessary. Very necessary. Very necessary. Urgent. This is the labor which corresponds to you in your old age, Venerable Elder, Doctor of the Church. A great day for Palmar de Troya and for him, if he accepts the will of God. And his holiness should shine out as example and virtue for the whole community." St. Peter Martin asked for a sign of the truth of the message. The seer placed the child Jesus in the arms of the Archbishop, who felt the whole weight of the divine child, and was deeply impressed. So then, fully convinced that his mission in El Palmar was to perform the ordinations and consecrations, on the night of New Year's Eve, the 1st of January 1976 having already begun, St. Peter Martin, in the Lentisco of El Palmar de Troya, ordained as priests five members of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, including Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, today Pope St. Gregory XVII the Very Great, Manuel Alonso Corral, today Pope St. Peter II the Great, and Paul Fox, at present the Secretary of State. This saintly archbishop, at night in the Lentisco of El Palmar de Troya, when the 11th of January 1976, Feast of the Holy Family, had begun, and in the course of the nocturnal adoration, consecrated as bishops Father Clemente Dominguez y Gomez and Father Manuel Alonso Corral, and three other priests. He then had to face up to the opposition of the prelates of the Roman Church, and defended the legality of his actions very well, as he was a doctor in canon law. St. Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc drew up an official document in Latin dated the 12th of January 1976, signed and sealed, recording the priestly ordinations and episcopal consecrations conferred to all due effects. St. Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc was Archbishop of Hue, Primate of Vietnam. About 30 relatives of his were killed by the communists. A brother of his, called Ngo Dinh Diem, was the first head of government of South Vietnam, and in 1955, 1 year later, assumed the presidency of the nation, with his brother Ngo Dinh Nhu as prime minister. They were both moved by the ardent desire to turn Vietnam into a model Catholic state. In the South, a revolt broke out promoted by communism and with the support of the United States, and in the year 1963 President Ngo Dinh Diem and his brother the Prime Minister Ngo Dinh Nhu were assassinated after some hours in which they had been able to confess and commune in a Catholic church in Saigon. The Archbishop sought refuge in Rome, Italy, but in the Vatican found nothing but progressivists, Freemasons and communists. He was a man of prayer and celebrated the holy traditional Mass. In Palmar de Troya he bore the most blessed sacrament in the Eucharistic procession. He was a great lover of holy tradition, who suffered intensely on seeing the desolation of the Church in doctrine, in the liturgy and in Christian morals, and recognized that the destruction of the Church was directed by camouflaged enemies. Special powers. On the 15th of March in the year 1938, St. Peter Martin was granted very special powers by Pope St. Pius XI the Great, which gave him authority to ordain priests and consecrate bishops without further permissions, according to the needs of the Church. Here is the text of the Motu Proprio of the Pope, translated from the Latin. Pius XI, Pope. By virtue of the fullness of powers of the Holy Apostolic See, we institute Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc, titular Bishop of Saigon, as our legate, for the purposes known to us, with all the corresponding powers. Given in Rome, in St. Peter's, on the 15th day of March 1938, in the 17th year of our pontificate. Signature, Pius XI, Pope. By this act of the Holy See, Bishop Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc received the pontifical powers proper to patriarchs. Then, after having detailed at length all these truly extraordinary powers, the Pope resumed it all, saying very solemnly, "In a word, we grant you all the pontifical powers of the Pope himself except for those incommunicable by divine law." Apparitions. How many people had doubts about La Salette, Lourdes, Fatima, after all the approvals given by the Church to these places. Now the Church, and all those who wish to remain as faithful depend on an apparition, an extraordinary apparition, but an apparition. And the immense majority of Roman priests turned their backs on it. But is the Lord not allowed to do as he wills? Is he not the invisible head of the Church? What does it mean to be head? That he rules, disposes, commands, organizes, enlightens, sends out, raises up and embellishes his work, in whatever way he pleases. How can a subject possible dare to say to the head, "You can't do that," or "I don't accept that," or "This has to be done in some other way"? What boldness! For the head can do exactly as he pleases, through whom he pleases, how he pleases and when he pleases. And those of us who have labored in this divine work say, "Quia Christus et Maria." What wonders has the Lord performed in this place? What complete renewal! What advances in doctrine! What divine worship! What a triumph over evil! The whole immense labor of infiltrating and corrupting the Roman Church has been neatly foiled by the Lord. In Rome they are now left in charge of the corpse, ever more putrid. The whole immense labor of the corruption of the religious orders, their general chapters in Rome in the 1960s and the slackening of their rules, the whole labor of the corruption of doctrine and of worship and of the sacraments and of modernizing churches and of progressivism and of the seminaries and of the catechism and of the schools and of marriages and of indecency in church. All has been neatly foiled by the Lord by the translation of the Holy See of the Church to Palma de Troia.